Good morning. Welcome to this morning's meeting. I'd like to begin this meeting with an acknowledgement that we are joining you today from the Tunaha, Sialks, and Senext First Nations. And we're grateful for their friendship and for their stewardship of these lands. My name's Anton Bogman, and I'm one of the commissioners of the BC Electoral Boundaries Commission. I'm also the province's chief electoral officer. Please allow me to introduce my fellow commissioners. On my left is Linda Tynan, commissioner and local government advisor. And on my right is Justice Nitcha Iyer of the Supreme Court of British Columbia, and she's the chair of our commission. Before we get the presentation part of this meeting underway, I'd like to tell you a little bit about who we are, about what we do, and about what some of the guiding principles are as we do our work. We're an independent and nonpartisan commission, and we're created by the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. The Act requires commissions like ours to review electoral district boundaries after every two elections. So we look at the area, we look at the boundaries, and we look at the names of existing electoral districts, and we make recommendations for change. The way that we do this is that before we make any decisions or have discussion on electoral district boundaries, we first ask BC residents for their views on this topic. And that's the purpose of today's meeting. After this first round of public consultations, we will do the work of the commission to consider the boundaries, and we'll publish a preliminary report with our initial recommendations. We hope to do this by early fall of 2022. We will then have a second round of public meetings, again asking for input on the proposed changes. Following that, we will write and publish our final report and recommendation. Our final report must be submitted by April of 2023. Ultimately, however, once we have tabled our reports, the BC Legislative Assembly will look at those. They will decide whether to accept all, some, or perhaps none of our recommendations. So what are some of the factors that we consider when we make our recommendations? Well, the Electoral Boundaries Commission Act explains what they are. Our governing principle is representation by population, which is defined in the BC Electoral Boundaries Commission Act. But in order to achieve representation by population, we must consider a number of other factors. We consider geographic factors, such as accessibility within an electoral district and the size of the boundaries of the electoral district. We consider a number of demographic factors, such as population numbers, the rate of growth, as well as communities of interest. And then we also consider factors like communication within an electoral district and the transportation routes. We must try to ensure that each electoral district is within 25% of the population average of an electoral district, which is around 57,000 voters in British Columbia. Sorry, 57,000 people, not voters. But we can exceed this range if we consider it's necessary to provide for effective representation in a district. There are currently 87 electoral districts in BC, and the Act allows us to propose up to 6 additional electoral districts for a maximum total of 93. Right now, we have one presenter signed up for this meeting. If there are any other individuals in this room who would like to make a presentation, please go and see Chad at the front desk. I'd like you to know that we are audio recording all public meetings, and we'll make them available on our website, which is www.bcebc.ca. If you make a presentation, your name and your community will be listed with the meeting recording. Our privacy policy, which is on our website, provides more information about how the audio recording will be made available. We've been asking presenters to please limit their comments to 10 minutes. This allows for consistency across the province as we do our public meetings. We also encourage you to please send us a copy of your presentation through our website. Although we'll be taking notes when you speak, it will help us afterwards as we go to review the information and the input that we received to have a written copy. When we have heard from all presenters, I will close the meeting. We won't be leaving immediately, however. If you'd like to come up and ask us questions, have an informal conversation, we'd be more than happy to spend some time with you following the meeting. I'll now begin calling presenters. As noted, we have one presenter signed up this morning. Our first presenter is Bonnie Baker.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the first time I've known about these meetings in Nelson or in the Slocan Valley where I used to live, or I would have been there before this. I'm very happy that the commissioners are meeting in Nelson, where I live now. And I don't have a written presentation. I do radio programs on the local radio station, and I tend to kind of off-the-cuff kind of person. I just have a few issues that I'm concerned about. Now, you, my understanding of the commission's work up until the last Boundary Commission, I guess that was 2 years ago, was that the main criteria for deciding is population density. And, of course, you know, in the rural areas, we have far larger ridings, and sometimes it takes our MPs, you know, days and days to get from one end of their riding to another. And I was very unhappy about the fact that the changes happened to take the Nelson and Slocan Valley and split them up into two different ridings going north and north and south, so that all of my compatriots in the Slocan Valley are now in a different riding than I am because I moved to Nelson. And when I first moved here, we were all in the same riding. It was very friendly. And you do speak about communities of interest, and that is part of your talk. So what I want to know is it possible for you to take that kind of information more seriously than just simply population density? Because it's kind of a funny thing for about population in the rural areas. I mean, in Vancouver, you have a riding every five blocks, but in this area, it could be anything. Could be this clump of people together or that clump. And our clumps of people here are communities of people, of our friends, our neighbors, who know each other and have similar interests. And the way it was changed the last time is that the West and East Kootenays are now one riding all the way to Penticton or someplace down that way, and the Slocan Valley, I mean, it's just a little river in the middle. I mean, the Slocan, a couple of mountains, and the little river, and then the Slocan Valley is all the way that way. So my statement is basically I don't like the notion that the commission or the boundary commissioners ignore the community of interests, the communities that have stayed together, the communities that have always been together when they make decisions, because you know, for some reason that none of us have any control of. More people move over here and fewer people move over there. And it could be anything, that the population could be anything. And you do have flexibility. So I would like that kind of information to be more of a focus when making these decisions, because it affects our friends, our neighbors, who have built communities. We've built the Capitol Theater. We've built the Civic Theater. We've built the Valakon Hole Community Center. We've built we've put cemeteries in and free schools and all this stuff that happened in these communities. And when I lived in Winlaw, I came to Nelson. And when I live in Nelson, I go to Winlaw. I mean, it's like, and some people don't care, right? It's just, you know, it's an election, you know, it's an MP. Our MP right now lives in Cranbrook. And our MP decided, in his own wisdom or whatever it is, not to have any offices in Nelson or anywhere else except Cranbrook. So we can't go to our MP's office unless we want to take a 3-hour trip and then, you know, come back to get to an office. He'll come to Nelson. He'll sit here in this room one-on-one. And you make an appointment, you can talk to him one-on-one. But you cannot, I mean, we have always had an office in Nelson, an office in Slocum Valley, an office in, you know, it's just the MP had offices, and they have money to do it. It's part of their budget to do it, and he's refusing to do it. Now, if he were in Nelson, we'd all be there to say, you know, this is what our issues are. In Cranbrook, they can get to him anytime they want. So that's the difference between the East Kootenai and the West Kootenai. It's always been there. There are rivalries from these communities here. All this information needs to be part of the thinking when you're making these boundary changes. And I want to leave you with one little message. Do you remember Gracie's finger? You remember? Okay, so that's my presentation.
Well, thank you very much for the information that you've provided us, and your passion about communities of interest speaks loudly from your words. I would like to comment, just to make sure it's clear to you, that the role of this commission, it's a provincial process. So we're looking at provincial boundaries, not the federal process. There is a concurrent federal commission that I understand will be doing hearings in the fall. So you may wish to look for information about that commission for some of the specifics of what you speak.
Well, it applies provincially, and it applies, and I'll be at that other one too.
Great.
I'm sorry that, you know.
That's fine.
You know, it's early.
Your information is appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we don't have any other speakers signed up for this morning's meeting. At this time, I'd like to offer, if there's anyone else attending this meeting who'd like to make a presentation or say some formal comments to the commission. Seeing none, I will close the formal part of the meeting. The audio recordings will be available on our website next week. And if you have any additional information that you'd like to consider, or that you know of others who wish to participate in this process, we encourage you to submit any comments, or to encourage those that you know to submit their comments to our website, www.bcebc.ca. Last, we'll be holding a virtual meeting for this region next week. Again, all public input is welcome. Once again, thank you.